This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's been in Britain this morning, where the prime minister's spokesman says they talked about President Biden's decision to provide Ukraine with cluster bombs, a weapon that many say can be a threat to civilians. The prime minister's spokesman says the leaders talked about Britain's opposition to the use of cluster munitions. The president's also been meeting with King Charles today in Britain, and then it's on to Lithuania for the NATO summit. The AP's Karen Shamas is in London.
When President Joe Biden meets his NATO counterparts at a summit in Lithuania, Russia's war in Ukraine will top the agenda. The focus at the summit is expected to be on support for Ukraine, how to keep it close to NATO without being a member, as well as security guarantees after the war. At the meeting, the leaders are set to endorse new defense plans in case Russia decides to broaden its war efforts beyond Ukraine into allied territory. Other topics on the agenda will be on how to boost budgets. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, heavy rain's been washing out roads and forcing evacuations in the Northeast. The AP's Donna Warder.
At least one person was killed when she was swept away while trying to evacuate her home. The National Weather Service says flash flood warnings were extended into parts of Connecticut, including Stamford and Greenwich, before heavy rains crept into Massachusetts. Forecasters say some areas could get as much as 5 inches of rain. I'm Donna Warder.
Disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar has been stabbed several times in prison in Florida, we're told. Two sources say he's in stable condition. This apparently happened during a disagreement with another inmate, we're told. Philadelphia authorities investigating 4th of July holiday shootings that left 5 people dead now say the gunman killed one of his victims almost 2 full days before the mass shooting. This is AP News. An update on Russia's war dead.
An analysis sheds light on the cost to Russia in human lives. 47,000 Russian soldiers have died in the invasion of Ukraine, according to a new statistical analysis. Two independent Russian media outlets, Mediazona and Medusa, worked with a data scientist in Germany and Russian government inheritance records and mortality data to calculate excess mortality, that is, how many more military-aged Russian men have died from February 2022 to May of this year than would be expected. Russia has only acknowledged the deaths of about 6,000 soldiers while censoring local media and cracking down on activists who document Russia's expanding cemeteries. In a similar effort, Mediazona and the BBC's Russian service have used social media postings and photographs to identify over 27,000 confirmed war deaths where the name of the soldier is known. Britain's Ministry of Defense estimates the number of Russians killed is between 40 to 60,000. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.